Ottawa, Ontario, that was Ukrainia with a song called Varenechka, otherwise known across Canada as Pierogies. Now, I don't know if you're with me on this, but I'm thinking that maybe we should start a petition to make pierogies the national Canadian dish, since it's pretty popular, actually. Every bit as popular as poutine, I would say. So I think that it should be in the running there. But meanwhile, you'll find pierogies in abundance at Ukrainian festivals around Canada this summer, including the Vegreville Pisinka Festival, which is coming up in just actually a few days. And we'll have more on that later on in the show. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макорі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступного дня. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on PCJ Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I do hope you'll enjoy your time with us here. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair, a recipe for a dish called shishlek, which is not indigenously Ukrainian, although it's been around for quite a while. Sylvia will tell you all about the history of this delicious dish. As well, Keith Perron will be by with Ukraine News Outlook, and he'll be talking about American support for economic reforms in Ukraine, changes at Bell Helicopter, and an interesting institution in Ukraine called Darwin. And in the second half of our program, an interview with Tim Baidala, who is with the Vegreville Pisinka Festival Committee, and he'll be telling us all about the grandstand entertainment and all the fun to be had at the upcoming Pisinka Festival in Vegreville, which is coming up July 6th, 7th, and 8th. And so that'll be in the second half of our program. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Dunai from Ajax, Ontario, with what I like to call the quintessentially Canadian unity song, a group from Ontario singing about a quintessentially Western Canadian city, that being Edmonton. So here is Dunai from Ajax, Ontario, with the Edmontoni.
Ще до роботи сонце гріє, просить мене стати. Ліпше в тіні тихо спочивати і кохану в думці обіймати. журить, час минає, не барись, чи ти чуєш гомін вдалині? В Едмонтоні грає до ранку і гуляй без перестанку. Ще раз чарки наливай, коли вип'ємо, співай. Про роботу ліпше не гадати, цілий день гуляти. Ходи зі мною, не журись, час минає, не барись, чи ти чуєш гомін вдалені?
Now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Follow your feet to the beat at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vegreville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Будьмо здорові, пімо до дна. Будьмо здорові, пімо до дна. Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина. Вітаю, чудне стрельбище.
trebalja,
svitilja ide veselja, veselja ide svitilja, svitilja čute skrepalja, veselja ide svitilja, svitilja čute skrepalja,
nam ne zaškodi čarka vina,
buďmo zdorovi, pijmo do dna, buďmo zdorovi, pijmo do dna, nam ne zaškodi čaročka vina, buďmo zdorovi, pijmo do dna, nam ne zaškodi čaročka vina.
Thank you.
That was Trimbita from Edmonton, which is celebrating their 35th anniversary this year, and they will be doing that in style at the Vegreville Pisanka Festival. And that song was the Rocking Boat Waltz. And before them was Tutti Tam, who will also be performing at the Vegreville Pisanka Festival from their most recent CD, and that was Charka, or the Chalice. Well, there was lots of Canadian nation building being done on the prairies, certainly in the Vegreville area, all of Alberta, by Ukrainians, but also in other parts of the prairie provinces. And while I had the good fortune to live in Alberta for a few years during my childhood, I spent most of my growing up years a little bit east in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. And up next are Bill Shcherbatchuk and Anne Pleskatch, a brother-sister duo from the Winnipeg area. And although I suspect that they grew up in Saskatchewan as well because of the title of their CD, and that being From Cousin to Wadena. And Cousin, as they explain on their CD, is the village or area in Ukraine where their ancestors came from and settled on the Canadian prairies over a century ago, and what that'll be in the Wadena, Saskatchewan area. So here they are now with a song about that would have been very familiar to those early pioneers and their descendants. And the song is Kohut I Chubata Kurka, the Rooster and the Tufted Chicken. Here they are now, Anne Pleskatch and Bill Shcherbatchuk.
Zapraszo ja kohuteka I chubatu kurku, daj pojedu na Ukrainę sobie na pohojku. Daj pojedu na Ukrainę sobie na pohojku. Kokoriko, a kuroczka kot kodak, zadewoju ciał si jude, szo przyjechala choć tak. Zadewoju ciał si jude, szo przyjechala choć tak. A ja w gidu Ukrainu, lezenko do domu, znów zapraszę kuchoteka, taj wyluź do domu. Znów zapraszę kuchoteka, taj wyluź do domu. Zapraszę ja kuchoteka I trzeba tu kurku, taj pojedu na Ukrainę sobie na pohońku. Taj pojedu na Ukrainę sobie na pohońku. Kukuriku, a kuroczka kot kodak. Zadewoju ciał si jude, szo przyjechala choć tak. Zadewoju ciał si jude, szo przyjechala choć tak.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello! Shashlik is a Caucasian dish which the Ukrainians adopted many centuries ago. It is a great favorite throughout Ukraine, and many Ukrainian restaurants specialize in this choice preparation. Traditionally, it is barbecued skewered meat, and it is served with many variations. While lamb is the most popular meat, a variety of meats is always very popular with Ukrainians. Shashlik is splendid for entertaining or for picnics. Pieces of vegetable can also accompany the meat on a skewer to make a deluxe version. Some cooks Do not marinate the meat first, but season the meat just before skewering and brush with oil as the skewers are cooking. Whether cooking outside, which is great, or inside, long flat metal skewers are best. Wooden skewers, if soaked in water for an hour or so, are fine too. If you are broiling, place the skewers on a broiler rack close to the heat. Turn the skewers several times, basting with the oil until the meat is cooked to desired doneness. I have two recipes to share with you, one for tonight and the other I'll give to you next week. I also have a delicious salad to share that goes perfectly with either. That's coming later too. Both recipes will serve 6 to 8, depending on appetites. The skewers can be prepared ahead, covered, and kept until ready to cook. For a combination of meats, as Ukrainians prefer, you'll need the following: 1/2 cup of oil, 1/2 pound of lean salt pork or unsliced smoked bacon, 1/2 pound each of beef fillet, veal, pork, and lamb, some ground black pepper, sweet paprika, and salt to taste. Cut the meat into 2-inch cubes. Thread on skewers, alternating the kinds of meat. Sprinkle with salt, pepper, and paprika. Brush and baste with oil. Grill, turning 2 or 3 times until desired doneness. Salt on serving. Garnish with green onions, lemon wedges, and tomatoes. Next week, I'll share a recipe for marinated lamb shashlik. Until then, try this one. You'll love it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalevi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that the gold restoration on the weather vane and ironwork on the roof of the landmark Library of Parliament in Ottawa was done by artist Oleg Lisiuk of Toronto? He was the leading artist, assisted by Yulia Buta-Polishuk and Diana Melnichenko, both from Toronto. Oleg Lisiuk was born in 1959 in Lviv, Ukraine, and lives and creates in Canada since 1992. He is president of the Ukrainian Association of Visual Artists of Canada, vice president of the Ukrainian Canadian Art Foundation, and member of the National Artists Union of Ukraine and Sculptors Society of Canada. He has created several monuments, monumental signs, park sculptures, and memorial plaques in Ukraine, USA, Canada, France, and Great Britain, and has earned numerous awards and grants for his many projects. Oleg Lisiuk also did the logo and memorial plaque for the 120th anniversary of Ukrainian immigration to Canada. The logo consists of 3 parts. The bottom symbolizes the 4 waves of immigration to Canada. In the central part, people are transformed into cranes, flying to the new land with the memory of their national crest, the trizub. The 3rd part transforms the wings of the cranes into a maple leaf. And the number 120 indicates the 120 years of settlement. A copy of the memorial plaque is now permanently displayed at the Canadian Parliament, the City Halls of Halifax, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, and Edmonton, as well as at the Embassy of Ukraine in Canada. You can see the 120th anniversary logo on the website of the Ukrainian Canadian Congress. And as for the gilding restoration on the roof of the Parliamentary Library in Ottawa, you can see that from quite a distance.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Irina Bell of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chiznaleve, Did You Know, with Nash Holos listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Washington supports Ukraine's economic reforms. Bell helicopter expands, and then a visit to Darwin in Lviv. I'm Keith Perron. The United States is ready to provide support to the ongoing financial and economic reforms in Ukraine. This was stated by the Ukrainian finance minister during his official visit to Washington. The Ukrainian official also participated in working consultation with the IMF, or International Monetary Fund, where the experts primarily discussed the fiscal policy of Ukraine, reform in the gas sector, and the refinancing of debt. We will have more on this story as it develops. Bell Helicopter has announced that Aviation Services, its maintenance service facility in Prague, Czech Republic, has received Part 145 Maintenance Organizational Approval Certificate from the Ukrainian State Aviation Administration. Having already achieved the European Aviation Safety Agency Part 145 approval, this will allow Bell Helicopter to begin servicing and expanding its fleet of helicopters in Ukraine. Bell Helicopter currently has 19 customer support facilities in Europe and Russia. Customers in Ukraine requested support, and our response was to gain Part 145 approval from the Ukraine SAA within 3 months, commented Gordon Harvison, general manager of Bell Services Group in Europe. This continued our expansion of support services to our European, Russian, and Ukrainian customers, and further reflects our commitment to Bell Helicopter operations in the regions. With Euro 2012 being jointly hosted by Ukraine, this has brought some Ukraine's best-kept secrets to the forefront. One such place is Darwin. No, not Darwin, Australia, but Darwin Restaurant in Lviv. Deutsche Welle's Mark Hartmann has more.
Fresh vegetables directly from the farm. We're visiting this market in Lviv with Chef Anna Duknevich. Here she finds all the healthy, vitamin-filled ingredients she needs. She pauses to chat with the traders while she's there.
The people here are very friendly. You can bargain with them and taste things. That's the way a market should be.
The market is right next to Lviv's old quarter. The architectural gems dating back as far as the 14th century have made this a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Darwin Restaurant is in the heart of town. This is where Anna Duknevich is the head chef. The restaurant, which is above a bookstore, resembles a Victorian library. The unconventional design is typical of Lviv's restaurant scene. In the kitchen, Anna Duknevich is preparing Ukraine's most famous soup, borscht.
First, we make a meat bouillon for the borscht. I like to use pork ribs for that. They make it really tasty. We place the ribs in cold water to keep the broth clear.
Later, potatoes, white cabbage, and bay leaves will be added to the broth. But first, the chef cooks white beans in a separate pot. The oldest known borscht recipes date from the Middle Ages. Back then, it was made with bitter hogweed. These days, it's red beets that provide the borscht with vitamins and its distinctive color.
Every housewife has her own recipe. We tried to make borscht like our grandmothers did. I hope we succeed.
The beets are sautéed in oil. Instead of vinegar, the chef adds lemon juice to make it easier on sensitive stomachs. Then it's time to prepare the other vegetables. Chopped onions and grated carrots are fried in a pan, accompanied by some tomato paste. Anna Duknevich got her passion for cooking from her mother.
I loved cooking and baking as a child. When my mother cooked, she used to put me on a stool in the kitchen. We'd make dumplings together and cook borscht, and I'd help as much as I could.
She's been head cook at the Darwin since 2008, one of Ukraine's few female chefs de cuisine. Once the broth with the cabbage, beans, and potatoes is ready, she adds the beets and the other vegetables, followed by salt, pepper, and fresh herbs. Anna Dukhnevich says the borscht is bursting with vitamins. The final touch is a dab of sour cream and a little parsley.
We serve the borscht with Ukrainian bacon roll-ups, spring onions, and black bread. For those who like it hot, like real Cossacks, there's red pepper.
Borscht is a staple of Eastern European cuisine, and every Ukrainian restaurant has it on its menu. In Lviv's Darwin restaurant, a portion costs around 4 euros.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
Down to Vegreville, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came upon this young man with cymbala, he was playing it hot. And the devil jumped up on a hickory stump. He said,
"Boy, let me tell you what. Guess you didn't know it, but I'm a cymbala player too. And if you care to take this dare, I'm willing to bet with you. Now you play pretty good cymbala, boy, but you did the devil his due. I bet cymbala gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you."
The boy said,
"My name's Slavko, and it might be a sin, but I'll take that bet you're gonna regret. I'm the best it's ever been."
"Slavko, take those sticks and play that old cymbala hard, cause hell's broke loose in Beggarville and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny cymbala made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
The devil stepped on forward and he said,
"I'll start this race."
And fire flew from his fingertips as he opened up his case. As he touched the sticks across the strings, it made an evil hiss. And a band of demons joined right in and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Slavko said, "That's pretty good, old son, but you sit back in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done."
He played "Fire in the Mountain, Run, Boys, Run." "Devil's in the House of the Rising Sun." "Chicken in the Red Pan, picking out dough." "Matsumoto hot dog, no child, no."
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid the golden cymbale on the ground at Slavko's feet. Slavko said,
"Hey, now come on back if you ever want to try it again. I told you once, Tejoliero, I'm the best that's ever been."
He played "Fire in the Mountain, Run, Boys, Run." "Devil's in the House of the Rising Sun." "Chicken in the Red Pan, picking out dough." "Matsumoto hot dog, no child, no."
Thank you. some great Ukrainian entertainment this summer. The place to be is the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, taking place in Vegreville, Alberta, on July 6th, 7th, and 8th. On the line with me to tell you what is in store is Tim Bidala, the president of the Vegreville Cultural Association and the chair of the grandstand shows at the festival. So welcome, Tim.
Hi, great to be here.
So I hear that there are going to be some really great acts that are going to be appearing on your grandstands. So tell us about it.
Sure. We have four grandstand shows. Friday night is 7 o'clock, and on that grandstand we have Viter Dancers and Choir. It's a joint ensemble that features dancers and choir, and they dance and sing together as well as a separate number. So it's quite a show.
Yeah. Where are they from?
They're from Edmonton. Also, we have Trezub Ukrainian dancers from Calgary coming up for our weekend. Along with that, Inessa Timochko, who is a very accomplished violinist. She's originally from Ukraine, but resides in New York now.
Yes, and I saw her perform. She was with the Talents of Ukraine that was touring Canada with Bone Arts last fall. And I saw her. She is amazing. She puts on such a great show. You can tell she just loves being on stage and entertaining people. So, yeah.
That's right. It's not somebody that you just listen to. There is something to watch, too. I mean, she comes out in the audience and has a lot of fun with everybody.
Yeah.
So it's quite a performance.
Great.
Along with that, on the Friday, we do have the band UB playing. They're out of Edmonton, and they're going to be playing on the grandstand show. Plus, throughout the weekend, we have stars from So You Think You Can Dance, and they're going to be performing on the grandstand as well.
Oh, so these are amateur dancers that have actually gone on that show and done Ukrainian dance.
Right. One of the dancers is Jeff Mortensen. He's actually from Edmonton. He danced with the Shumka dancers for a while and went on, and he was, I think he came in third the year that he was on the show. So he really made it way down the line there.
Yeah,
he's one of the four that are there. And they're actually hosting workshops as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing workshops for different age categories, so any kids can come and try out, dance and learn a few new moves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you said there are four shows.
That's right. Basically, it's the same performers more or less throughout the shows, but they're doing all kind of different numbers, songs, dances. So every show is different. There's the Friday show that we had mentioned, 7 o'clock, Saturday afternoon show at 2, Saturday evening show at 7, and then our closing grandstand Sunday at 2:30.
Now, did you always have the four shows?
We haven't had the Saturday afternoon show now for quite a few years, but we brought it back more to help the seniors come for an afternoon show. Sometimes the evening shows are a little late because by the time it starts at 7 o'clock, it ends at 9, and that's a little late for some of them that have a little bit of travel to get home.
Mm-hmm.
So we put this afternoon show on, and the feature on there is Viter Dancers and Choir.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have on that show, we sponsor a bunch of awards, scholarship awards at different competitions throughout Alberta, Saskatchewan, BC. And those are the award winners that come and perform on that show. And it's from young kids. I think there's one performer who's 3. He's a card, dude. You got to see him. And it ranges all the way up to, the 15, 18-year-old. Anybody who is competing and won an award is performing on this show.
Oh, sometimes the kids put on an amazing show, and it's just every bit as entertaining as the professional and semi-professionals, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So you've got the four grandstand shows and this great lineup, and you've got evening
Yep. On Friday night, our band on the grandstand was UB. Later on, they come into the beer gardens, and we have the Big Zabava night. They play along with another band that is going to be featured on the grandstand on Saturday, which is called Tutti Tam. And they're out of Saskatoon. They're a real hot band. They're, I wouldn't say a new band, but they're...
No, they've been around a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great band now.
Yeah, yeah. They've got three albums out, three CDs out, and they do a lot of live performances as well. So.
Oh, yeah. So that's Friday. Mm-hmm. Saturday, they are performing on the grandstand, and then they're going to be as well in the Saturday night beer gardens, Zababa, along with a band called Trembita, who are from Edmonton, and they've been around for a long time. It's a well-established band. In fact, they're on their 35th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to be playing that night and the Sunday grandstand as well.
Wow. Okay, so that's going to be a lot of toe-tapping going on from the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. So you've got great entertainment for the grandstand and the Zabavas. Are there going to be, are these musicians going to have their music for sale if anybody wants to pick up a CD?
At the end of each grandstand, any of the grandstand performers who have something for sale will be able to, right beside the grandstand, will have things for sale there. If it's music, you know, CDs or T-shirts, whatever they have, they have a place to sell there. But also at the Zabavas, you can purchase CDs there of the bands as
well.
Okay.
Well, this is a great venue for people to mix and mingle with these entertainers. It's one thing to, you know, play their CD or hear them on the radio, but to actually be on the ground and, you know, shake hands and tell them, hey, I love your music, or, you know, buy a T-shirt from them or whatever. It's a great opportunity, isn't it, to just really get down there and mix with these great people.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's like you say, being there, and especially for some up-and-coming musicians, it's nice to talk to somebody some of these band members that have been around and did a lot of performing, and from big shows to small little things. That, you know, you have to start somewhere.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's good to talk with somebody like that.
Yeah, get some tips on performance and music.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, great. So is the are the ticket prices for the grandstand separate, or are they included with the gate pass?
Either way, you can get a festival passport that gets you into the gates and every grandstand.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it doesn't work out that you can spend the whole weekend here, there's individual tickets for one day, or if you can just come in the evening, that you can just take the grandstand in, there's a separate ticket for that too. So it's very accommodating, whatever works.
So where can you get tickets? Is it right at the grandstand in Vegreville, or are there other vendors in Edmonton online? Where can you get tickets in advance?
Yeah, you can get them online, or as you come for the festival, just at the office, or as you're driving in the gates or walking in the gates.
Okay, and so we're talking, Vegreville is just a little bit east of Edmonton, about an hour's drive?
1 hour straight down Highway 16.
Okay, super. So when does the festival open on Friday? What time?
Well, 9 o'clock. Things are opened already. Okay. Yeah, all kind of demonstrations are starting in the morning, so basically Friday morning. Campers, if you're bringing an RV, you can come in Thursday night and be there already as well. Our opening ceremonies are 2 o'clock on Friday, and then our first actual grandstand show is 7 o'clock Friday night.
Okay, what goes on in the opening ceremonies? Any entertainment there?
A little bit. Our local dancers will be dancing there, plus some dignitaries and speeches, and we honor our CFCW Hall of Fame recipient there. It's local musicians, or local in the area here. And this year it's Joe Novak that is the award recipient.
Okay, so that's 2 o'clock on Friday, and then the first grandstand show is what time?
As it is 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and then the Zabava in the beer garden
goes right after that till about 2 in the morning.
Okay, so yeah, you want to be good rested up on Thursday night, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
And the beer gardens are open?
They open up basically right after the grandstand is over, so 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Till, like I say, till about 2 in the morning. There is entertainment in there. We actually have a band showcase that they open up at 11, and I think the band showcase starts at 12, and there's bands that play there all afternoon.
Oh, great. Okay, so then they just shut down during the grandstand then?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, we shut down there for a while just to clean up and get organized again, and then reopen it for the big evenings of Baba.
Okay, wow. Sounds like a lot of fun, Tim. You guys are doing so much work. So it sounds like it's going to be really, really a great time for anybody who's looking for some Ukrainian entertainment this summer.
Well, there's something there for all ages, from petting zoos and craft areas for the little ones all the way up through to our Pioneer Village, where there's bread baking and in the outdoor ovens and blacksmith shop and a flour mill. So there's something for everybody.
So either have good memories or make new memories.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. See how the pioneers used to do things.
Super. Well, thanks so much for giving us this overview. So anybody listening should be making plans, if they haven't already, to take in this great festival. Thanks again for joining us, and all the best.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Follow your feet to the beat at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, taking place this year, July 6th, 7th, and 8th in Vegreville, Alberta. Enjoy complete cultural immersion with Ukrainian music, dance, food, arts and crafts, pioneer demonstrations, stage shows, and the covered grandstand, and much more. Weekend passes and on-site camping. For more information, visit their website, pesenkafestival.com. And the inimitable Mickey and Bunny from their CD Reunion and This Canada of Ours. And earlier you heard the Cubasonics with Apologies to Charlie Daniels, The Devil Went Down to Vegreville. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. As well, Nash Holos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB, and also in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific Time on 101.7 FM Radio Malaspina. Online, we're at www.nashholos.com, as well on the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. And you can catch this international edition of Nash Holos on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. Нажам і вже скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Хто чужої поради шукає, той завжди масло до хліба має. And our proverb of the week translates as, "He who seeks advice from others always has butter for his bread." Well, that just about wraps things up for another program here on Nash Holos. So to take us to the end, we've got Diana and Jonathan Locker, two young people who are all grown up now. They are from Vegreville, and this is from their CD called Cymbala Entertainment. And they'll be wrapping up our program with the Vegreville Polka, just in case you needed a reminder to take in that great festival if you're in the area next weekend. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.